Hearing is how people outside the South first identify those of us from inside the South. How we talk tips people off faster than any other factor. But if you ask a non-Southerner to imitate a Southern accent, their source material will typically come from movies or television shows. Like this.
Oh, why, Charles Hamilton, you handsome old thing, you.
But Scarlett O'Hara, of course. Or this.
And you probably didn't know, Marjorie, that Suzanne was not just any Miss Georgia. She was the Miss Georgia. She did.
Dixie Carter playing Julia Sugarbaker on the 80s TV show Designing Women. Or this.
I promised you a president who shares your dreams and who draws his strength and his wisdom from you.
Between Scarlett O'Hara and Julia Sugarbaker and the presidency of Georgia's own Jimmy Carter, a certain common understanding of the Southern accent was cemented in the minds of most Americans, an accent with distinctly soft R sounds. Scarlett's Charles Hamilton. Julia's Marjorie Suzanne was the Miss Georgia. And President Carter's, who shares your dreams and draws his strength. Now, most of us who grew up with a Southern accent of any kind know that this soft R manner of speaking is just one of many Southern accents. As for me, I don't believe I ever heard that soft R Southern drawl until I watched Jimmy Carter on television when I was a teenager. Well, except maybe for those Foghorn Leghorn cartoons.
Let's see what you're making there, boy. Looks like soda pop.
My father explained that President Carter spoke the way people from South Georgia spoke. We lived in North Georgia in the Appalachian foothills, and our R's were not soft at all. I was reminded of this recently. Salvation South, the online magazine I edit, published an essay by Katie Mitchell, a writer who grew up near to where I did. And in her piece, she wrote about her North Georgia accent, how it still creeps into her speech despite her arduous graduate school education. Now, here is a small passage from Katie's essay. If you come home with me, you will not hear that lilting melodic speech pattern of Julia Sugarbaker with her missing soft vowels and missing R's. Where I grew up, we add R's. To certain older people where I grew up, it was not an idea, but an idea. Not a pillow, but a pillar. And yes, I admit that I recall laying my head on a pillar when I went to bed every night. There isn't one Southern accent, there are hundreds. So to all my fellow Southerners, I say this, just talk how you talk. Never be ashamed of it. There isn't one Southern voice. There are tens of thousands. And when you visit us at SalvationSouth.com, you can find a whole bunch of them.